This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And now a look at something that's faded from the headlines, but certainly not from the significance of U.S. affairs, particularly in Iraq. How much better is the security situation in Iraq, even though American forces have moved out of the cities? We've been told Gabriel Gatehouse has spent the last week embedded with both U.S. and Iraqi troops in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. And we can talk to him from Baghdad now. The embed gave you quite a window on the security situation in Iraq, Gabriel. What really sort of stood out to you as far as the situation now that the U.S. seems to have redeployed?
I think it's very interesting now the way the interaction is taking place between U.S. and Iraqi forces. I should say, just for clarity, that I was embedded only with U.S. forces who are stationed just outside Mosul. But because there is now this interaction, the Iraqis, notionally at least, are very much in the lead and the Americans following there. So there was some crossover. Now, going into Mosul, it still very much feels like a city at war, even though much of the destruction that's still visible, houses reduced to rubble, buildings pockmarked by bullets left over from the invasion 6 years ago. Very little of it has been reconstructed. Now, I went out on a joint patrol with American and Iraqi forces. We basically went in on a three-vehicle armoured Humvee convoy with Iraqi escort, notionally on a reconstruction project. The Americans have a number of projects there. This one, we were supposed to be overseeing the clear-up of a large bit of wasteland, lots of trash lying about there. There was certainly plenty to do, open sewage and stuff. But clearly, the 130,000 US troops that are still left in Iraq are more than just heavily armed garbage men. So I think this is also an opportunity for the Americans, after the handover on the 30th of June, to still get their eyes and ears and boots back on the ground to see for themselves what the security situation is like.
Gabriel, explain to me, are U.S. troops in their sort of conversations with you saying, yeah, Gabriel, this is winding down, look over here, da-da-da, da-da-da, or are they kind of scratching their heads as to what it would be like if the U.S. was suddenly out of the picture?
Yeah, it very much depends on who you talk to and whether they feel like they're talking for the record or off the record. Mm. For the record, the line is very much the Iraqi security forces have, since the 30th of June, been taking the initiative. They've got much better. We haven't seen the spike in violence that we expected around the handover, although there was a little bit of an uptick, as it's called. Off the record, some people are indeed saying that they don't know how much the Iraqi security forces can be trusted to what deal they're infiltrated by militants. So it's a double-edged question.
I'm confused by one thing here, Gabriel Gatehouse, and that is that we were told here in the United States the U.S. forces were pulling out of Iraqi cities. Mosul, as far as I understand, is a city in Iraq. Would you say that the U.S. has pulled out of Iraqi cities based on your embed?
Well, they're not based inside the city anymore. They're based outside of it. Now, what I was on was a joint patrol. Now, again, you get a lot of confusing.
So they commute to work? Is that what you're saying?
Kind of. It's not really so much commuting. What they do is they go in, first of all, to the local Iraqi security forces outpost, and they ask permission. They ask permission to go in. They say, we want to go in and check on this project. And then there's a lot of bargaining going on, who's going with whom and where they're going. And then eventually they're allowed in. So they can take a look, but they have to leave again at the end of the day.
Fascinating stuff. Gabriel Gatehouse, BBC correspondent in Baghdad, just embedded with U.S. forces in Iraq in Mosul. Thank you very much, Gabriel.